We had a fun Park Wolfpack update with Athletic Director Phil Kimmel on Wednesday. Of course, on Monday and Tuesday at Park High School in Cottage Grove, the Hastings-Park rivalry was reborn in the postseason. Now, it might have been tough to handle for some Raider fans with Park winning both games, but it sure was fun to have both schools and groups of fans together for 2 days straight. Kimmel on the fun had at Park High on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it's been a Wolfpack-Raiders kind of a couple days here for sure, and great competition, great calls, that kind of thing. I don't know how else to best describe Monday, but just the perfect storm of Memorial Day, and, you know, I thought, like, people might still be out of town, but maybe if they were, they came back a little bit earlier to get to a 4:30 game, and we could not have asked for nicer weather, and, of course, it turned out that, you know, the Wolfpack had a good showing, so many people I talked to kept asking me, like, is this the biggest crowd we've ever had for a baseball game at Park High School? Which, you know, I can go back 18 years or so, but I haven't been at every baseball game, nor has anyone been at every baseball game, but how great to see it, and again, it was almost pretty close to half and half. Half Raiders fans, half Wolfpack fans. And you know, where people usually bring their lawn chairs and sit, you know, usually we have a row of lawn chairs. There's probably about five or six rows of lawn chairs deep, and it was just great to see. So, huge crowd. Of course, we had Tucker on the mound, and Tucker's going on next year to pitch at the University of Minnesota, so that's always exciting. I think usually when people know he's pitching, that usually brings out a few extra spectators as well, too. So, great crowd. Yeah, we love when the Hastings fans come. We love when KDWA comes by to Park High School, and again, this time, the Wolfpack came out on top, and it was just a great day for sure. And then we went back-to-back with the Raiders. You know, much closer game on Tuesday with our softball teams. Like I mentioned off the air, you know, we were hosting a couple different events that day, so I was kind of running around back and forth. Saw, honestly, the innings that I saw were the innings that the Wolfpack did not do as good, and we got down a little bit, and they were able to come back, and then Hastings came back, but, you know, won a close one for the Wolfpack. So, two good games, and again, I'm just, you know, number one, happy that the weather cooperated for both to get fans out, and then number two, it's just, you know, this week, I think the way the high school league did schedules this year is even a little bit more so, cramming so much section action into 1 week. You know, I feel like usually our baseball and softball teams start sections 1 week, and then lacrosse usually will start the week after that, and that's not the case this year, obviously. And then you throw in, you know, it's still our week of our conference track meet, which usually that's earlier in the spring, so a lot going on this week, but a couple great days for the Wolfpack ball teams for sure.
We saw what the Park-Hastings rivalry meant to fans on both Monday and Tuesday, and especially at Monday's baseball game, an overflow crowd. There's definitely interest in the Highway 61 rivalry still, even though the two schools aren't conference rivals anymore. It might be even more important that many of the games the two teams play have sectional implications. Kimmel on how important the rivalry still is to both communities.
Yeah, you know, one thing I will definitely say is just proximity-wise, you know what I mean? Besides the schools in our district, having the two schools and communities so close to each other just kind of creates that natural rivalry. I think we talk about, you know, when the two schools were in the same conference, you know, that was a whole nother level, and obviously that's been so long now is, you know, I don't know if the student-athletes still feel the same way, if the coaches still feel the same way, but, you know, I would just say a couple things. Number one is just from a proximity standpoint, it's great playing somebody close because then our two communities can come out and support the programs. So close to drive down to Vets Field in a beautiful night and you know, play down there and for your fans to come to Park High School on Memorial Day. So that part's great. You know, I know not every single one of our programs schedules non-conference games with Hastings, but, you know, a large majority do, or at least try to in a normal year. Like we said, you know, basketball couldn't really, but, you know, boys and girls basketball has been doing it throughout the years. You know, hockey's been doing it. So, you know, I love that, you know, just from that geography proximity standpoint that a lot of our programs do that. And then, you know, the one thing I will say, too, is, you know, we're not in a lot of the same sections in many sports, but, you know, I know our baseball teams like playing regardless of what sections we're in. But, you know, especially this year, I mean, I was grateful that we were able to get that one game in because that was our only section game of the year. So you know how that goes. When it comes time to section seeding, a lot of times teams want to know, hey, how'd you do head-to-head against other teams in our section? Well, there's a great example of pretty much in baseball, we play all but two of our games are conference games, so we get very few non-conference games that we can schedule for that. So that's another good reason, I think, when we do come across, you know, a team like Hastings that's in our section, try to get them on the regular season schedule just so when it comes time to seeding time, you know, that helps things a little bit. But having you come down and do the games and fans being able to listen on the radio or when you're broadcasting them on Facebook, that kind of thing, that just adds to the aspect of, you know, people enjoy, like you said, from a competitive standpoint too, enjoy watching Park and Hastings play against each other.
The busy week or weeks will continue at Park High School as the playoffs move on.
Yeah. So this busy week, like I mentioned, entails, you know, our conference track meet, which again, this week after Memorial Day traditionally has been the section track meet. But with the schedules this year and, you know, everything that's happened, that's not the case. Sections are next year for track. So this week's conference, so they had their prelims on Tuesday. They'll have the finals on Thursday at White Bear Lake. But then, you know, the other thing we mentioned is, you know, the cross sections getting going. And, you know, anytime you host, you know, we love hosting, obviously. Our teams, that's what you strive for, to get that home game for as many chances as you can. But as you also know, it, you know, requires a little extra work from the administrative side of things in terms of taking care of officials and game workers and that kind of thing. So having this kind of all come together this week has been an interesting week. But yeah, so, you know, also with sections with boys lacrosse, we're in a section with more than eight teams. So you played that first round play-in game. It's probably very similar to what you guys did. So our boys got a chance to host that first round play-in game last night, beat Trimac with Minnehaha and a bunch of other schools. And so they'll get into the regular quarterfinal round on Thursday. Like you mentioned, we are playing a team that's dealing with graduation. So we will travel to St. Thomas Academy that has graduation Thursday night. So I believe we're playing a 2 o'clock matinee for boys lacrosse quarterfinals. And then our girls get going with their section tournament. They got the 4 seed. We will host number 5, Woodbury, Thursday night at our place. So you mix in some track meets there and trying to get to White Bear, or, you know, a lot of times trying to wait till the following week when they're at sections. So there's a little bit more on the line because then you're competing for a chance to go to state. So trying to get some track meets here in between hosting lacrosse games. And you also, you never know, too, with baseball and softball both, you know, with a loser's bracket, high seed still hosts at that loser's bracket. So who knows, with baseball and softball, who both, you know, obviously won their first game, you know, we might get another chance, another home game, if they're coming down the other side of the bracket. So plenty going on at all the high schools here in the area, but it's a great time of the year. You mix in graduation and scheduling around that, but it's definitely a lot of fun. And you know, Nick, the bottom line is these spring athletes get a chance to have sections. They did not have that last year, and when push comes to shove, just how grateful we are that they get a chance to have that opportunity to compete in sections this year.